Well, we'll say good morning to Dave Penny. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Jack.
Our resident guru for all things financial. But since we've dragged you in here to talk cash, let's talk concerts as well. Your first gig was?
I was smuggled into the Hammersmith Palais by my big sister when I was 14 years old to go and see Mary Wilson in concert.
Which was about 1980s, around
about
that?
1980, yes.
How was that gig?
Absolutely fantastic, yes.
You never forget your first, do you? It can be, you know, the least credible act or whatever you might say, but you never forget your first.
Yeah, that was the days of standing up and not having seats and all sort of moving around.
Sticky floors and
yeah.
Not knowing where you were.
Yeah.
More of these memories coming in. 0345 303 1566. But we've not dragged Dave in to talk about concerts, although we could do. It's the first of our Money Talk series of the year. This is something new that Ben is doing. And this is where we cast our eye over some of your questions about the world of finance, economics, that sort of things, in the company of Dave Penny, who, if you don't know by now, is a Taunton-based independent financial advisor. Dave, you're going to have to lead me through this by the hand, because I confess, economics, finance is not really my strong point, and I suspect for a lot of listeners, quite hard to make sense of sometimes. So you're going to be our Sherpa, our guide for this. And I understand, you've told me, volatility in the investment markets at the moment, and that's having an impact on pensions and savings, which certainly is of great interest for lots of people.
Yes, we're getting lots of questions from clients asking what's happening in the marketplace, what's happening to the value of my investments, my pensions, have they all gone down, have they all disappeared? I had an email last week saying, has all my money gone? So there's a lot of concern about what's happening in China and in the stock markets, and so we answer lots of questions about that, and we have lots of concerns to try and alleviate.
We hear a lot about a global economy, and how much is that true, that what's happening in China that people may be dimly aware of is impacting on people's savings in Minehead and Burnham and wherever it may be?
Oh, very much so. They're an enormous powerful economic strength, and for example, the FTSE 100, the companies in the FTSE 100, 70% of their earnings is made abroad. So whether we like it or not, we are linked to all of these big superpowers, and they will affect us, yes.
What can people do then? Firstly, let's answer a simple question. Should people be incredibly worried and nervous about what's happening in China and get all their cash and hide it under the mattress? Or should they take a more sanguine approach? What's the best strategy here?
It's always important to look at your personal circumstances. So if you have money that you need to spend next week, then it should be on deposit. If you've got money you want for the long term, so for your pension or some investments that you don't intend to use for many years, then yes, you can be more sanguine. You can to take some risk is where you get the reward. If you leave your money on deposit, the average rate of return on a deposit account is less than 1%, which is arguably less than inflation. So you lose money by leaving money on deposit.
Is it quite hard to convince people of the idea of good risk? Because we hear a lot about prudency and being sure of what you're doing, and to say, look, there's no guarantees in the world. Yeah. It might be a bit of a risk, this, but it could pay off. Is it quite hard to get that mindset to people?
When we sit face to face with people, no, it's not. Mm. Often people sit down with me and the first thing they say is, Dave, I want no risk. And then when you discuss the money they have on deposit accounts and over the last 20 years how it's lost value in spending terms, in real terms, because inflation erodes it, you then understand there's no such thing as nil risk. Even deposit accounts have risk. Mm. So it's a matter of finding out where you are on the ladder, pitching your investments at that point.
People as well will know that the last coalition government, the current Conservative government, have trumpeted the changes they've made to the pension system, and it's quite hard to keep track on exactly what the lay of the land is. What is the situation now? Is it one where people can take all their money out if they'd like to?
Well, a short answer would be yes. In a very simplistic terms, for people over the age of 55 who have money in a pension pot, as opposed to some of the government schemes, which are final salary schemes, if it's a pension pot, you're over 55 years old, then yes, in theory, you can take all of that money out. It's almost always a bad idea, but it's possible.
Mm. If people would like to get in touch with Dave, he will do his best to answer any questions you may have. It's 0345 303 1566, pensions and savings, the main topic for today. And this is interesting, something you flagged up for me, Dave. Research about the amount of people who have no savings at all in the UK, who don't have money saved away for a rainy day.
Yes, it's quite terrifying. There's a figure that says that I think 9.24 million households are 3 weeks away from financial crisis, as in they have so little savings that if their income stopped, and the average income is about £500 per week, that 3 weeks in, then they would basically be in debt crisis. And I see in my work a lot of people who outwardly they appear to be so happy and successful and wealthy, but they're carrying a lot of debt.
Mm.
And it won't take much of a blip to hurt people and to hurt the wider economy quite severely, I think.
It can play on people's minds as well, can't it? The idea of burying your head and thinking, I'm fine for now, but for 3 weeks to go from solvent and okay to in a financial crisis, I mean, 3 weeks is no time whatsoever.
Yeah, and I think the Samaritans identified money worries as the single biggest reason for depression and the single biggest reason for marital splits, actually. So, yes, money worries are fundamental. You know, we talk about interest rates and tax and sort of dull things like that, but the fact of the matter is that your finances and financial planning is all about achieving your goals in life, about having a roof over your head, and feeding your children, and having holidays and retiring at a young age. So it's not about interest rates or tax, it's about helping you to achieve your goals, and if you're failing to achieve your goals, that's where life becomes a bit horrible.
We'll pause for some music. We're with Dave Penny, a Taunton-based independent financial expert, friend of the programme, the first Money Talks of the year. If you've anything you'd like to ask him, 0345 303 1566 is the number. This is Hot Chocolate. We'll do more of your concert memories as well as we... Dave Penny, I confess, I've never heard of the song What Do You Want To Make Those Eyes At Me For? Is that ringing any bells with you?
I confess that I do know it, yes.
You do know it?
Yes.
Give us a couple of verses.
I'm not going to sing it.
We didn't drag you in to sing, although that's a feature all of its own. You're here to talk about finances. This is something we're going to be doing every month, by the way, when Ben's back in his regular seat. Money Talks. Dave Penny comes in and talks about some of the issues of the day, some questions you may have about finances. Dave, can we talk a little bit about the Google tax bill? By now, the infamous Google tax bill, which people have seen in the newspapers. They've negotiated to pay back £130 million, some people saying that's nowhere near enough. What's the background on all this?
Well, these massive companies, they base themselves in various countries and they can just transfer costs to the right country to make sure there's no profit allegedly in other countries. And so they can avoid tax. And the HMRC, the tax man, have negotiated a £130 million tax bill, which is only 3% of what it should be, or 3% of their total turnover, which is pretty appalling. And what's interesting is that this weekend in the papers as well was an article about people who have been approached by pension liberation fraudsters and said, we can get your money out of your pension, you're under 55 years old, but we know a way around it, we can get your money out. And in good faith, these people did this, and the HMRC, the tax man, is now putting in place a 40% tax charge on that money and a 30% penalty. So 70% of the money that was released, and guess what? The pension holders never got the money because the fraudsters went off with it. So you've got people now who are impoverished, they've lost their pensions, and they're having to pay 70% of a sum that they don't have, whereas Google are paying next to nothing.
I know the Chancellor says it was a good deal, although we heard the Business Secretary, Sajid Javid, say yesterday it wasn't the finest moment. So I think even amongst the government there is some recognition of the fact that it wasn't the best deal they could have got, perhaps. Talk to me more about pensions as well, because we were just chatting there during Hot Chocolate and you said it's the biggest thing, really, that comes up for you, people wanting to know where they stand with their pension.
Yes, since April of last year there have been freedoms and you can have your hands on all of the money in your pension pot. But as I said earlier on, it's usually a bad idea. I had a client recently who said to me, I want to get the money out of my pension, please, because if I die, it will be lost to my children. I want to make sure they can have it, so I'll get it out, I'll give it to them now. He would have paid 45% tax on that withdrawal, and in fact, the money in his pension does go to his children. So you have to bear in mind that when you take money out of a pension pot, a quarter of it will be tax-free, but the remaining three-quarters will pay punitive tax, and you should only take the money if you need it.
Is it just misinformation or people reading, as we all do, an article in the paper, getting the headline and not getting the small print?
Absolutely, and although it's in a way it's been simplified, it's just another layer of rules which does seem rather perplexing. And I think when you have access to big pots of money, it wakes up the fraudsters. The fraudsters and the crooks, they're on the phone, they're emailing, they're posting out saying we can do this and that for you. If somebody cold calls you or cold emails you, for goodness sake, don't reply. And if you think it's a good idea, go and find your own person who can advise you on that, someone locally, because there are, you know, when big pots of money are available, there are lots of crooks about.
And let's be clear as well, none of this is a case of stupidity. People who are taken in by these fraudsters, often they can be very convincing, but it's always, always better to be safe rather than sorry.
It's not a case of stupidity or even being sort of corrupt. It's no. Lots of these people are people who want to help their children through university or help their children buy a house, because, of course, youngsters nowadays have got next to no money. They are really disadvantaged. It's good parents trying to help their children and finding themselves in the hands of bad people.
Dave, we're grateful for your time as always. You'll be back here with us in a month's time, another Money Talks. Wonder what will come up between now and February. Anything big on the horizon? We're in February, aren't we? Blimey. Now and March.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening in March. Is George Osborne has another budget, and we're expecting that tax relief on pensions is going to be severely curtailed. So if you're thinking about putting money in your pension, do it very soon, because it might be less advantageous from March.
Dave, we'll meet up again in a month. Thank you for your time as always. Dave Penny, Taunton-based independent financial advisor, the first of our Money Talk segments.